While but one fatality was reported for Sunday and today among Sheridan residents, there were four deaths of residents in other nearby towns, indicating the Spanish influenza is still virulent in the mining communities. The Sheridan chapter of the Red Cross has issued a call for nurses, attendants, bedding, night clothes, woolen clothes, and other materials needed in the fight being waged against the influenza epidemic. For the past 4 days, calls for assistance have increased. Postmaster Canfield reports serious issues with service at the post office because 6 clerks and carriers are laid up and off duty because of the influenza. For Sheridan Media, I'm Pat Blair, with a look at the impact of Spanish influenza in Sheridan on October 21st, 1918.